I'm having these experiences because, like, I'm tired of doing the same stuff over and over again. Like, wake up, work on thesis, go to bed. I don't even see my friends that often,
you know,
because everyone is so busy.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's like, at the same time, it's like, at least now that I'm not feeling like a lot is going on right now, let me at least do something that would be good. Like, let me do something that I would enjoy instead of just doing monotonous activities, like doing this. I mean, I'm being smart about it, obviously, but at the same time, it's like, that's why when my friend invited me to go for her friend's, she has a friend, her friend's brand, events, I said, sure, why not? It's in Zurich, let me go and see what it's all about. Now, that event, yeah. I mean, it was okay. I ended up spending more money than I should have, but yeah. But anyways, it was okay.
That tends to happen when you go out. You literally spend money like you are breathing. Jesus, take the wheel because of her.
As in, no, but for real, yeah, exactly. But yeah, now the event was calm, but that's why, like I said, like my friend invited me, and I said, sure, I'm going. I was like, I don't have any plans. Let's go and see what it's like in your world of friends. And it was very interesting. I'll just say about it proper. Long story short, do things you enjoy. Don't enjoy life, basically. I think that's the concept of this episode.
And also, another thing I would say is to, like, network, like, meet new people. Like, I would never have, like, been, like, had this mindset if I hadn't, to be honest, I hadn't experienced NYC, because prior to NYC, I was very much like, I just want to talk to the friends I have. Like, I don't need any more friends. I don't want to talk to any more people. I don't need to relate outside my tiny circle of friends. I say that tiny. It's a good enough number of circle of friends. So I'm just like, Well, can I just say that when you go outside and you need to be around people that want to help you, oh my god, you would network. Because can I just say that NYC is demonic. First of all, like, the experience is just, I mean, I think it's good, but there's a lot of stress and you're under a lot of pressure. Like, it's just crazy. And sometimes you just need people to look out for you and help you through time.
Do you see that learn how to make friends yet? That, like, I'm not going to lie, I thought that I was sociable. I thought that I was not an extrovert, but I thought that I could, you know, if I'm around a group of people,
easily make.
I can easily. It works in some occasions. I always say this, it really came to show when I moved here. I feel like most of the friends I made was me approaching them. Like, that's why what you said is very important. You can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to stay with the friends I know. But genuinely speaking, if I just stayed with people I know, which is all my friends in Lagos, I wouldn't have any friends. But yeah, no, I walked up to friends. And a lot of the friends I have here are really lovely girlies. Guys, I don't have guy friends. I only have one. The one that I've made here. Because, you see, let me tell you. I was telling my friend this when I was with her. I can walk up to girls and be like, oh my gosh, I love you. And we'll start chatting, kikiking. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, because girls like that, you know.
Thank you. That's what I was saying. But guys, I'm like, even if I want to have a conversation,
no, because it always seems like there's some subtext. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, exactly.
So it's guilt. There's guilt from both parties. Like, the girl could be like, is he coming to talk to me because he's feeling me? And he could be coming to talk to you because he's attracted.
Yeah.
To
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes maybe
Exactly.
you just want to make a friend. Like you don't get to
Oh.
just read into things like, oh, he's not talking to me because he wants me. Like, it doesn't work
I
like that all the
mean,
time.
okay, to be fair, that happened. That
It's like,
yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like I've realized
it
it.
happens a lot.
Yeah,
That's
I
what I'm saying. Even to
agree.
the best of us, sometimes they walk up to you because, and sometimes they just don't know how to talk to girls apart from the way they talk to girls that they're moving to. Like, it's still very important to learn that sometimes when boys talk to you, they don't actually really want you. They just want to talk to you like a normal person. Like,
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I actually agree with that. And especially I want to do more of that now because I kind of struggle. I kind of struggle with just walking up to guys and being like, "Hey." But I feel like once you ease into the conversation, I had one experience one time. This guy and this other guy, they were talking about, I don't remember what I think it was religion, but I kind of eased into the conversation and the conversation was just kept going, kept going. It was calm. Like nothing was, it was just like we were just talking about weird stuff. I don't know, it was a weird night. That night was weird. But we were just talking and nothing was, there wasn't anything weird. It wasn't attraction. We're just having a conversation. So
Yeah,
it's
like
not
normal
always
people.
exactly, it's not always, oh, I'm attracted to you, so I'm going to meet up. I'm going to now. If you want to talk to someone, if you see someone alone, I'm telling you, they will appreciate it even if you come up to talk, if you come up to just be like, oh, hey, how are you enjoying the da, 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 da. Like, they will
Yeah,
appreciate it so much.
like, Can I just say that there's like some girls can always tell the difference. Like, I can tell the difference. Like, I have guy friends, like a few guy friends that have come to talk to me, and I know it was not because they want me, and it's obvious on their face and the way they are speaking when they're talking to be friendly. Like, it's so very obvious when you guys try to be friendly. But can we start doing more of that? Like, I think it would be easier if we, like, first of all, let our guards down, right? And not
I
always
agree.
feel like, and please be mindful of how you approach girls because it's scary. Some of you are scary,
Some of you don't know
literally.
how to talk. Like you just come like this. And the thing,
No, you're frightening. I'm
nah, frightening.
afraid.
Because let me even tell you, yeah, even how some guys would deal with, like, if a girl is, I don't know why guys feel the edge when a girl doesn't like them, they feel like they need to continue. When a girl has said she's not interested, they'll do the most. Like they'll be coming up to talk to her, dragging her, wanting to be in her space. It's crazy. Nah, but for real, like what she said about letting your guard down is important. Like sometimes just allow a guy to be like, oh hey, what's your name? Da, 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 da. Me, I ne personally, me, I never assume anything. I just always assume that, oh, like I'm just like, he could just be talking to me
You
for
don't have
talking
to
to his sake.
assume. You can read body language and from the way they
No,
speak and what they are saying.
I get that, but at the same time, I don't know, men are weird.
Wait, do you mean like an initial approach of it? Like, you don't even have
Yeah.
context.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm
So
just
yeah, so before they've even landed, it's like, I have a boyfriend. And it's like, it's so hilarious to me because
exactly. I never want to be that girl. I just want to, like, even when people will be texting me and be like, oh hey, I'm just like, oh hey, but like if I see that I can talk to you anyway, I'll be like, oh hey, da, 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 da. Then when they start saying, oh, you're really pretty, oh, you're, I'm just like, okay, that's
that's
what you're
the
talking.
direction we're
That's the
headed.
direction we're going to. Because at first, sometimes they'll be so calm with it, right? I think I've said this experience before. Like there was one time I was doing this thing for this organization. I was helping out make for this event that we were doing. Then this guy came to talk to me, was asking me what are we doing here. I was just explaining it to him. Then he
Oh,
started
the
asking,
older guy.
the older guy. Then he started asking me, oh, so what about you? What do you do? I was just like, oh, you're interested in me. I was so taken aback. I was like, oh, okay, this is the direction we're heading. I started asking me, now he even said that he went to Lagos because this guy was white, so I just assumed they know nothing about Lagos. I was like, oh, he's been to Lagos, he's been to Kano, he's been to, I was just like, okay, you're saying these things so I can be impressed.
Do
That's when
you
I'm
know
like, okay,
that
for sure.
if it was me, I don't even have assumed anything. I was like, no, like, just know my dad respectfully.
No, but I liked it.
Friends.
No, but I liked that approach because it was just very calm. Like he just came, just simple, or just wanted to get to know you, but not like, oh, hey, I'm this, what's your name? Like it was just like, it was kind of like he eased his way to it. Like he was like, oh, so what are you doing here? Like, what are you guys doing? Like I was just like, ah, okay, maybe he's just like someone that is interested in what we're doing. Like it was just very calm. So that's why, like, letting your guard down is like, I'm doing that more now. Like it's not every guy is an enemy. In fact, guys are not the enemy. Let's get one thing straight. In general, no, they're not the enemy. You don't need to see them as a threat unless they prove they are a threat, which
I mean,
most of the
more times
time
than not, they do prove
they do
that. But
usually.
I mean, you never know what you are guarding yourself away from. You could be guarding yourself from amazing experiences. Like, can I just say that there are people that I've met that have changed the trajectory of my life? And it's like, if I wasn't open-minded, I would not have been moving in this direction, or I would have gained experience, or I would have known about this certain thing that can possibly change my life, you know? So it's very important to just try and, you know, no matter the bad experiences that come, just, you know, say better is coming. Just be telling
Better
yourself
is
that, oh, better is coming.
coming. Better is coming. Exactly. Like that's me now. And especially because there was one time Esther gave me advice, and because Atunuka and I, you guys know Atunuka and I have this argument that I say that I can't date my guy friends, but now like Esther gave me this advice that is like instead of not to
Which
date, but instead of that I should instead of seeing it as a potential, just see them as a friend at first, like just see it as friendship. Or
Can I just tell you, Chika? Let me tell you a quote that you need to keep in your heart, and why I'm going to win this argument. If you're not with your friends, then you are with your enemy. Keep it to your heart.
I'm
If
okay.
the person is not your friend, the person is absolutely your enemy. Take it and go. Go with God. I've won. This 3-year argument, I've won.
No, because you can't.
I'm
I'm
so
just.
serious. So let me give people context. Chika is always saying, because today is going to be, you know, I said last time was going to be the last time, but this is actually the last time. Chika said that she can't date someone that's her friend. It's going to look kind of odd and weird. Like,
Because,
she's
okay.
saying of her friend. It's like, why would you change how our dynamic is into like romance? And you know, I hear you, Chika. I promise you, I hear you. You'd like something that, you know, it's just looking like potential romance. But it's like, what are the chances that a friendship turns into romance? Sometimes it happens, like a 50. I give it 50-50.
Every time
Like,
it's happened, can I just say, every single time that's happened to me, it has always gone left. Every single time. Every time. It has always gone
you, I
left.
don't think I know that has happened to you, that someone went from your friend to
I've told you. I've
like a good friend.
Anyways. Yeah.
Don't worry,
Then
bleep it out.
he started catching feelings, and I was just like, oh.
Who called me?
No, wait, hold on. So let me tell you how this thing even happened. So there was this
The
time.
story, but say A or B, or change the name to like
Okay,
Larry.
I'll change. I'll say the name is Larry. So,
Okay, Larry.
during last year of uni, my sister and my roommates were trying to set me up for Valentine's Day to find a man for Valentine's Day, which did not go successfully. But anyways, so they now mentioned some names. Then one name, they mentioned Larry, and I was like, Larry has a girlfriend. So, and then
Oh my gosh,
playfully.
Larry had a girlfriend.
Wait now,
You know,
wait.
I
Okay,
didn't
so
know this information.
just wait. I'm getting to it. So then,
Okay.
as there was a point, I think after Valentine's Day, I saw Larry, like Larry just walking down the road. And we used to talk, we'd just be like, oh hey, hi, but it was never anything like concrete. So then I was now playfully like, oh, Larry, like my sister and my roommate wanted to set us up, but like I told them he had a girlfriend. Then he was like, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I was like, really? And I was like, yeah. Then he was like, then he now like proposed the idea, oh, maybe we should talk more, da da da. And I was like, yeah, sure. We got each other's numbers and we started like talking.
Yeah,
That's
that was extremely. Can I just break you there? Break you off there. That was extremely assertive of Larry, and kudos to Larry for that. That's hot as hell. Like, imagine he's so. You know, maybe we should talk more. Oh my gosh,
Yeah. He
I'm
was
just.
not like, Maybe we should actually like go and see if we
What?
if it would have worked or something. And
That's
then
crazy.
from that the first time when we talked, it was just so calm talking to Larry. Like he was so like he was
Oh.
just calm. Like, and the, what made it comfortable is that what I made it comfortable was that I was just not even thinking about dating Larry. That's why I felt like even more comfortable with talking to him. Like I just felt like I can be myself. I know this is seeming like very toxic because
But you know what?
why?
Can I just tell you something? You were yourself, which is the most important
Yeah,
thing.
that's what I
And
was
you were
trying to
comfortable
say.
with yourself. You need to start being with people that you trust. You know, being comfortable around with. Okay? Can I just accept? We're getting to the age where we need to stop faking
Yeah.
identities. When we find someone, and you know, can I just tell you that I've said this thing before and I'll say it again? Butterflies in your tummy are not actually butterflies. It's anxiety.
It's
The man that
anxiety.
you're going to, he doesn't need to give you butterflies. Like, as long as you're
Nah.
comfortable and you feel safe and it makes you
Yeah.
happy.
Yeah, to be fair, because
Can
now,
I just ask one? Did he do all of these things for you?
like,
Personally, for you? Were you,
I
did you
don't,
feel
I
safe?
because
Were
the
you
thing is that
happy?
Larry had a lot of female friends, so I just thought I was one of the female friends that he would just talk to.
Yeah, I can see
Exactly.
that.
That's why I never really thought anything of it. Like he just used to actually like it wasn't only I wasn't the only girl that he would just be talking one on one with. I just thought he just had a lot of female friends, and because he had like he was also close with his girlfriend, I thought they were like still a thing at the time. So I didn't really think too much about it, but it was really nice. And that's why I also just like going back to what Esther said, like I think maybe now instead of like I'm just going to it with friends, and if something originates from it, sure. If nothing originates from it, that's also fine. But I'm never really going to it thinking this can be. I'm just going to it thinking this can
Which
be
is
a friendship.
amazingly
Yeah.
fun.
So basically, with Larry now, we started talking. It was going really good. We talked not too frequently, not all the time, like, but when we talked, it was always good. I felt like was like my guy, like how I talk to my girls, like how I talk to him was the same thing. Now one day,
Oh,
one
something
day.
happened.
Okay. So at the same time, let me just give for the context. At the same time, I was talking to another guy that also professed feelings for me. That I was like, he might be a potential.
That's trash. Okay, but continue.
Now he ended up being trash, but but so for Larry now, so then there was one day, like after like let's say 3 months of talking, right? Larry now subtly, I don't even know how he did it. Oh, he used to be sending me love songs. Like,
No way.
no,
He
let me tell you know.
doesn't seem like that type of guy. But,
You know,
you know,
you
he's probably like he does a lot of things right. Can I just
now that I
say?
think about it, Larry and I had a lot of things in
Wow.
common.
You
Like,
fumbled
because
the
oh my days. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. But let me just say, okay.
It's not your fault.
So
It's
he did
true.
used to be sending me love
That's
song,
so
but I just thought it was
crazy.
because guys do this thing that they make playlists for you. They'll send you. So I was just like, okay, it's just like that.
But
And
not just for anybody. Do you think
he
this
used
pussy
to
was
send it.
sending love songs to you?
Yes. I'm genuinely serious because he had he. It wasn't like he just had male. He had female friends too, and
No, I'm aware, but in terms of sending love
I
songs.
didn't know that. But I didn't like I said. I thought nothing of it. But then there was one day Larry was not like, I think, well, he didn't say it in these exact words, but he was like, oh, I think that I'm starting to like you more. He was not like, I'm also quite attracted to you and I think you're a really nice person. I was just like, oh boy.
You know, now that I'm imagining you and Larry together, I think it would have made a lot of sense.
I guess so, but I was just like,
I
when
see
I
it
was.
being, I see it being a whole thing. I see it being like
It's funny. It's.
something
You
that
guys,
was,
it's so
that would
funny.
be potentially good for you because the other
Yeah.
person that you thought was terrible. So yeah,
It
damn.
was
I
just.
wish, you know that I wish you told me this information as it was happening because I would have strategized for you. I would have been like, pro cons list, let's do this. But you didn't tell me. Please,
I didn't think anything of
guys,
it.
tell your best friends what you're going through because you
Yes.
can't know the kind of insight they're gonna give you because
No, this is
Chika
so funny.
has been put was put in a situation that she kept a secret for 2 years until now. You know that I'm usually that type of person. Like, if a guy came and told me, "Oh, I think I like you," and I feel even the slightest something, the slightest, I'm saying that some, even if it's something
See,
small,
that's the
like
thing.
maybe me too,
That's the
maybe
thing.
me
Like,
too,
I didn't like him like
because.
that. I don't know. See, this is new for me, guys. If I don't like you like that, I'm just like, it's very hard for me
You
to
know,
now be like,
you could grow to like someone like that. There's no pressure though. Like, it's fine that it didn't work. Like, it's okay if it wasn't meant to work. I wasn't meant to work at all, whatever. But like, I'm just like, we're two very different people. This is hilarious because it's
is
me. I'm like,
hilarious.
me too, me too. Even if it's something slight, because for me, right, I don't see myself as someone that is not like my girlfriend's to me. Does that
I
make
know
sense?
that I know that now.
I need that rapport, you know. I need us to be bouncy. I need to
Okay,
be
but can I also just
around.
say it even hurts even more if the guy, because there was this time there was this guy, I was talking to him all the time. FaceTime calls for hours. We would be best. We were like the best of friends. I called him. I relied on him. And what did he do? What did he do? Left me hurt, crying. I was upset. It took. He was. I would say that guy. No, Larry. The guy I'm talking about. It took me the longest time to forgive because how he handled the whole situation was
Is it the
just
Yoruba demon?
the Yoruba demon.
Damn.
Him. He's the reason.
To be fair, do you know that I feel like we're thinking of two Yoruba demons? Because I think of the two, but there's the one that I've never
Oh,
met.
yeah. Oh, the one you never met.
That's the one you're talking about. I knew it.
That's
I
the one I'm
knew
talking
it.
about.
Because
Because
the other Yoruba
that one is it. That's see, men are very annoying. They're very annoying. They're very annoying. Okay, but with the second Yoruba demon that you never met yet, at first it was just calm. I was just like, okay. We started talking. We got a lovely connection. I was talking to him like how I would talk to you guys all the time. And the attract well, it was quite there, like the attraction was quite evident. But it was never something we brought up, but we obviously had an idea. So it was lovely. It was good. Like, and then what did he do? F up, mess up. Like, I'm just, you see, that's the thing. Like, I'm just like, okay, I want to be friends with you. But it's like, okay, if I now get close and personal, you now hurt me like that? Ha. I don't want to get
Okay,
into it.
number one thing I can tell you that how me, I don't really experience these kind of things, which is that I don't expect so much from men. Like, I just don't.
Okay.
Because for men and girls, like both, but like them particularly, like I just know that tomorrow
Now,
they could be a totally different person.
but think about it, like let's say you and me now were friends, we're very good friends, and then all of a
Yeah.
sudden one of us stops talking to the other person for no reason. No reason at all.
It
Just
happens
no, but it's yes, it happens. It's fine, but it's like I'm still hurt by it. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be hurt by it. Like if we're good, we're friends, you're one of my closest
lot. No,
friends.
you can be hurt, but I think you're getting me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't be hurt by it. I'm saying like in terms of like your future friendships going moving forward, is that you just have that at the back of your head that, I mean, what's
Yeah.
that saying? Is it, I don't know if it was remember that nobody is above blocking, myself included. Like, if once a life free from me, you have the right to do that and whatever. I mean, I
Yeah.
might be hurt by it, but it happens. Like, that's just sometimes you never get an explanation. Like,
And
you
that's
never,
fine. To
like,
be
you will
fair, I
just,
don't even want an explanation.
know, when you befriend someone, but it's like, we're friends in that moment, and whatever we are outside that moment is unknown to me. I don't even care what we are. But if I'm seeing you right now and we're friendly, it's like, okay. Outside of this, like, okay. I don't say this doesn't exist to me, but it's something
But
along the lines of that. So that way, if you actually see your friends, some of your friendships, not all, because there are some people that will be in my head 24/7, like, these are people that I think about because these are my friends. But people that I expect less from, it's like, okay, we're friends in this moment. I don't know what the next moment is going to bring. So I'm not going to put my mind there and be like, ah, this person, like, there's a kind of, should I say, dedication that the friendship should have had for you to have that kind of expectation. And for me, time is such a huge factor. Even though, I mean, time doesn't define the quality of your friendship. Sometimes, by the time you spend a number certain of years in a consistent friendship with someone, I like now, chick, I don't expect you to ghost me tomorrow. But someone I met maybe 2, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, person just stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, normal.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that served the time was supposed to serve and it's moving forward. You know?
No, but I'm not going to like the first Yoruba demon that you know, I mean, now that I think about it, it didn't hurt as much. But the second one.
We were friends for
a long time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like on the surface, oh, I'm just attracted. We were good friends. And he did me dirty. So that's why you see this friend. Hey, God, have mercy. Gosh. That boy.
Very.
If I ever see that guy, like, well, to be fair, I would do anything. I'll just be like.
I know you won't do anything because that's just the person that you are. It just is. Yeah.
But I just never want to see him again. That's how I heal.
Can I ask you something really funny?
Okay.
How would you act when if you bumped into someone that ghosted you?
Ooh.
I mean, not something like just ghosted you. I used to ghosted them, no happening there, and then boom, you just bump into them somewhere.
Okay, I was thinking about this today. Mm-hmm. This is so funny. So there was this guy that. I ghosted. Well, I didn't ghost. I explained the situation to him and I kind of ghosted, but it wasn't really ghost because he was, long story short, the relationship was getting very toxic and I had to leave. So I was just thinking, so if I meet this guy now, what will I do? I mean, I can't go and say hi because that's just rude. That's just like,
why not?
No, I won't say hi. I definitely won't say hi.
Say hi. What?
Nah, man.
I was to continue from where we left off because are you crazy?
No.
Not saying that after that moment you continue it again. It's just, is this awkward? Because you guys, I mean, like you guys have seen each other.
It depends on the person.
Eye contact.
It depends on the person.
Seem like you're approaching each other.
If he approaches me, I'll say hi.
It wasn't beef, nothing. It just dissolved. And you guys just stopped talking.
Now the thing is.
Me personally, it happens a lot to me.
Yeah. The thing is, why I say it depends on the person is because some guys, it won't fly. And I know him, the guy I'm talking about, it will not fly.
It will fly by force. Are you mad?
It will not fly with him because I know him.
Oh, I mean, that was toxic. I mean, if
it was toxic.
It
was toxic.
Basically, you wouldn't even, by the time you can't even clock me because I've clocked you first and I'm running away. Like,
okay, but there was this one, but there is this other situation that, like, yeah. I was also thinking about someone that my friend one time when my friend and I were going out, she was not like, how what will you do if you see that guy that ghosted you? And I honestly was like, I don't even know what I do. I don't know. I personally wouldn't go and say hi to him. Like,
I would.
You would go and say hi to me. Okay, if someone you were texting and he just in the middle of comment, you go and say hi.
I mean, it depends on the setting. If it's like a party-ish setting, I'd be like, oh, hi.
I wouldn't
and
say
then I'll go, like at least because we know each other. There's no point pretending like we don't know each other. Like,
I would even prefer to focus on that.
It's someone that I have, like, a bad, like, it's really like I have, because to me, I don't like to keep good. I don't even know how to. Because if it was that we were cool, everything was calm, and like, it was just simply like, oh, just stop talking, mid conversation. I'm going to give the person benefit of the doubt and be like, person can just go.
In that situation, I'm not even going to lie. I don't think, because I'll just like, if you didn't want to talk to me then, why do I think you'd want to talk to me now? Do you get what I mean?
You know, Chika, can I tell you that things happen. People regret their actions.
Do they?
Yes,
men are very funny.
I want to talk to you now. It's just sometimes if you're in a social setting,
I would not say anything. I'll just be looking at him like, oh, okay, you're there. I'll just continue my own party. I'll be like having fun with my friend. But then,
Wouldn't he look odd?
No, I don't think so.
Because he might just be the one to come up and talk to you. Like,
hey, that's fine on his part, but he ghosted me. Do you know how needy it is for me to now be like, it's kind of me like saying, take me back,
No,
I'm
I'm
begging for
not saying,
attention.
no, that's not what I'm saying you should do.
But it, no, I'm not,
So,
I understand what you're saying, Atunuke, but that's how
yes.
I feel. Like, I'll feel like I'm requesting his sight. Like, I don't know how
What's
to explain
funny that
it.
I don't care how he perceives it. I just want to be comfortable in that environment because
I would be comfortable re okay.
for me personally, if I'm around, if I'm somewhere and I'm in a social setting with someone that has, in quotes, ghosted me, I don't want to make it awkward the whole night and then everywhere I'm moving, I'm dodging him and that. I want to have done my due diligence, which is, oh, I have acknowledged your presence. I need to acknowledge mine. And maybe you never know. My country is up from there, never know. But if not, you go ahead and have a good time. Because trust that I'm not going to be feeling a type of way because somebody did not acknowledge my presence and I did not acknowledge somebody's presence. Like, don't you ever feel kind of tense when you are in a room with, like, you're in a space with someone and, like, because trust me that the air will be tense if you
I
don't.
personally will not care. I at first I'll be like, oh, this person is here, but then I'll just be like, you did there, I did here, and we move. I don't, to me, I personally, it's not even a thing of malice. Like, I don't hate the person. I just rather not talk to them. Let's just say, to each their own. I just personally
Yeah.
feel like I wouldn't walk up to a guy that has ghosted me and say hi
Which is
if
fine.
we're in a social setting.
Which is
Because I
fine.
was even thinking about this. I was really thinking, I was like, will I say hi to him? No, I wouldn't. I would not. I would I'll leave him to do his own thing and I will do mine. And we'll be living life and that's okay. I don't know. Maybe that's weird. Maybe that's something I need to work on and
I don't know if
not.
something is worth it. I feel like if you feel uncomfortable doing it, then.
Yeah,
Because
I
really,
don't
you
know.
won't gain anything from doing this. For me, I gain peace of mind and knowing that I presence acknowledged and I can do what I want to do. If I
Yeah,
see you, it's not an
exactly.
awkward stare, it's not like a smile, like,
Yeah,
oh, hey, it's not, you know? So that's just me.
if it wasn't, if it was a situation that okay, we just stopped talking, like it wasn't a ghosting, like we just stopped talking, okay, fine, I would say hi. But if the guy ghosted, do you know what it means to ghost? In the middle of the conversation, you just air me, like you see, read the message, you will not reply. That's what I mean, though. I don't even mean the situation that, oh, we're just talking, we're just, it's just what a kind of thing that we'll have a conversation like every month, then we'll stop talking. That's different. At that time, I'll be like, oh, hey, hi. If a situation that he read my message and it was a message that needed a reply so that the conversation can continue, and he chose not to reply,
In the defense of some, they're always claiming that they are bad texters. So,
a
all of
bad
you,
texter for months,
I'm
if a
being
guy hasn't texted, If
devil's
a guy hasn't
advocate.
said,
No, I generally met people that are bad texters. Trust me. Like,
I personally don't believe in
I
bad
sound naive
texting.
saying this because they'd be like, girl, it's not a bad texter. He just doesn't like you. But no,
Exactly.
there are actually
No.
people out there, busy schedules and
A
lives.
week, a two
So
weeks.
listen
2 weeks
to
have
me.
passed, you're not as.
So I also like thinking about that. You might feel like, oh, if he's not texting me, he doesn't like me, and da, 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 da. But sometimes, okay, fine, you should be able to make time. But people are just not texters. Like, people just genuinely do not text. They're more
Different
callers,
at Sinooks.
you know.
That's
They're
different at Sinooks.
coffee,
Okay.
you know.
It's okay. It's the fact that okay, yes, you can be a bad texter, but this person did not reply your text. They read it. It's read. It's there. It's shown that they read it. And they chose not to reply. In fact, they've deleted your chat. Your chat is not anywhere but on their phone. Your chat is not there. They deleted your chat. Believe me, it's not there. They have completely. Because they don't want to see your chats, even if they have comp eh? This person has not.
Like
That's
something you've done before, that's why you know. Because you know how, do you know what you need to have done to somebody to ghost them? They delete their chat,
what they did.
their number. Like, come on. Do you know how,
Exactly.
do you know what the person needs to have done to you to do it? Like, It's either you have no conscience or the person is moving absolutely mad. Because
You don't know men. You don't know people are doing. That's what I'm trying to say. If it's
maybe
that
I
set,
don't know them because I don't think I've
if
met
it's that
them.
set of, is that if it's that kind of situation, I'm not saying a thing. I sent you a text. We're supposed to have a conversation, and you just ignored it for months. And then I'm supposed to now be like, oh, hey, how? No, why?
No, but let me tell you the logic of those people that don't text back after a week. This is me doing devil's advocate. God, don't let me be put in this situation again. Okay, so we're having a conversation, the conversation is flowing, and then you send me a text and I forget to reply for a week. By the time I remember a week later, I'll be like, oh my, she's gonna be mad because I did not reply her at the time. Do you know what I'm saying? They're just be like, ah, oh, I don't think I can come back from this one. I messed up real bad.
So the idea is to ignore the message. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
So they just don't continue from there because by the time you come back, it's already like I messed. Because imagine somebody replying your message. But which is worse? Which is worse? Chica, listen to me. Which is worse?
Asunuke, I need to tell you something.
Think about it.
Wait, there was
Imagine
one time.
someone replied you a week later after like
No.
deep impact.
Guy, there was this one time here. That's why you see men scary. There was this one time I was texting this
You?
guy.
Oh
That's why I said I'm never I'm if I see you, I'm not talking to you. This guy, not even a week, a whole year. A whole year. A whole year later, I was very taken aback. I was so confused. I was like,
hilarious. That's actually so funny. Like,
it
the
really?
let's say you said, how are you in 2022? You know, say,
We
fine
were going,
in
no.
2023. Oh
Wait,
my
hold
God.
on. We were going for an event, yeah. And then I was like, okay, he's going. Let me ask him. Let me ask if he's going. I don't know.
Is it
She
back in
didn't.
Nigeria? I was going to say, is it back in Nigeria?
Yeah. It was. So I texted him, was like, oh, are you coming for this event? This guy did not reply my text at all. Then a whole year later, Tinooks. This guy really said, oh, Chika, I'm so sorry. I was so busy. I didn't see your text. I was just like, a whole year.
A year later, you don't have shame,
At
you
first,
thirsty ass
when I
nigga.
saw, because you
You
know
don't
on
have shame.
WhatsApp, what you know on WhatsApp, you can see the person's name kind of like when they on an iPhone, you can just see their name, even if their number is not saved. So I saw the name, I was like, ah, is that the same person?
Am I, you the kind of toxic people that you rub your eyes, you be like,
I saw the
guys.
message. The audacity.
Very.
Audacity. He don't really say, oh, I'm so sorry.
There's
Audacity.
one thing God gave me in surplus. In surplus is order. And I wish I was that audacious
Too.
because maybe my life would be more exciting. Because the things that they do, I'm not, do you, I'm so convinced that a lot of men, their life is too. What's the word I'm looking for when there's a lot of turbulence? Because what they do.
Nah,
Because
Tinooks.
giving them audacity? Nah, it's crazy.
I was shocked. I was baffled.
One year later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was so busy. Busy for one whole year.
Oh, yeah, as
How is
per.
this text for one year? So you were busy, you were staying busy for one year, and they're like, oh,
It's the fact
sorry.
that you read the message, you were like, oh, so she'll probably also accept my message if I send. I was like, ah, so you think that lowly of me that you can come and try and talk to me after airing me for a whole. I will see. There are some things I can't. You see that? No
That's the kind of
flipping
message that if you want
way.
to air them back, you don't just air them back simply. You let them know that they were aired. You're like, Ed, don't fucking kill me because are you mad?
Do not think you can come back after a whole year of airing me.
Plus, I
The
feel like it comes with a sort of disrespect, and it really
Honestly,
does not. You shouldn't It shouldn't
And this
patronize
is the
us.
same person you want me to go and be like, hey, hi.
Okay, so no, that's not the kind of person I'm supposed to say hey hi to. I told you that the person has to, you guys have to have ended on a good note.
Okay,
Like,
fine.
it's not terrible. Like, you guys are still like.
If that's fine, okay, that one is calm. Like I can obviously I'll go and say hi. But if it's you
That's
add me,
it. I'm throwing a drink in your face because are you actually
the
crazy?
audacity.
What? I think there's a special place in hell for these kind of people.
Anyways,
I
that's
feel like somebody is very malicious. I'm so sorry, but
very
I always say that your enemies, all these men that you don't make your friends, simply are your
enemies.
enemies. They don't want to see you win ever. You not acknowledge me a year ago. What's making you
What makes you think that
acknowledge me
I would acknowledge your existence now? Because you think you're such a bad. Okay, please, let's end this episode topic.
guys? Not allow people to disgrace you because nobody has the ability to make you disgrace but yourself.
Exactly.
Okay?
As
Okay.
Atunu said, nobody can and should not be able to disgrace you.
Yeah, you deserve to live your best life delusionally that you are the main character and you're the center of the universe. And yeah, nobody can disgrace
No
you.
one can disgrace
Everyone
you.
tries it. Just tell them you're looking like a bloody damn fool.
What?
It's been nice, y'all.
It's been good, oh, please, please, and please. Anyways, bye, guys. Thanks for listening once again.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week.